California garlic farmer Chester Aaron thinks garlic could be the key to longevity. He fondly remembers visiting the country of Georgia, where the people introduced him to their own traditional garlic recipe.
Every morning, they had a cup of mint tea into which they pressed 3 cloves of garlic. And if they were in their 80s or 90s, they pressed 5 cloves of garlic. And if they were over 100, they pressed 6 to 8 cloves of garlic every morning, the mint garlic tea.
Green garlic begins to appear at farmers' markets around Easter time, so we are searching for the perfect Easter garlic recipe. Chester Aaron will choose the top 3 entries, and the recipes will be tested by a panel of chefs and food writers. We put out our first call for your submissions last week, and Chester is already trying out some of them. We called him to find out if there are some strong contenders.
I have a tie so far between David Stern's garlic kasha and Holly Chase's wild Persian garlic with yogurt. And number 2 is Camille Napier Bernstein's garlic crab cakes, which is almost my favorite. And then number 3 for me was Rachel Zemser's potatoes with shrimp and garlic.
But it's not over till it's over. If you have a garlic recipe that will take our breath away, there's still time. Go to our blog, npr.org/soapbox, to submit yours.